The fall must have been a long one, judging by how Leia felt when she woke. The world was spinning. Her stomach was churning and her temples were pounding, and her body felt as if she'd run headlong into a dewback stampede. Her ears hurt. She could not even describe how her ears hurt, and some inconsiderate rotter was hammering words against her head. Princess Leia. The voice was familiar, but it was hard to place with all that lightning cracking through her head. Princess Leia! Hoping the voice would give up and go away, she kept her eyes closed tight. Instead, something popped in front of her face, and a smell like burning hyperdrive coolant blistered her nostrils. She reacted with a blind foreshove and heard a body thud off the far wall. The voice groaned and thumped to the floor. Then a second voice gasped,
"Commodore Darklighter!"
"Don't!" Darklighter gasped. "I'm okay, I think." "Gavin?" Leia opened her eyes to the stabbing light of a silver sun, then let out an involuntary groan of her own. She tried to push herself up and discovered her hands were cuffed behind her. "Just how angry are you trying to make me?"
"Please settle down, Princess," Darklighter said. "Werfel isn't under my command, and he's just looking for an excuse to activate those stun cuffs."
"Avkes Azula is my mother's uncle's third wife's cousin," a gravelly voice said. "I owe you."
Leia glanced toward the gravelly voice, and as her vision began to clear, saw the long-snouted silhouette of a young Bothan naval officer standing in the doorway of what was obviously a detention cell.
"Who's Avkes Azula?" she asked.
The fur rose on the Bothan's cheeks.
"You Jedi are lower than skull worms."
Leia looked to Darklighter, who was standing just inside the door. The first streaks of gray were beginning to show in his brown hair and goatee. But otherwise, his rugged face looked much the same as it had through the 30 years Leia had known him. "Do I care who Azula is?"
"Jedi rabble!"
Werfel raised his arm, pointing a stun cuff remote at Leia. Darklighter's hand immediately pushed the arm down. How would Admiral Buatu feel about using unnecessary force on a cooperative prisoner?
"I doubt it would upset him. He is my mother's uncle."
Nevertheless, Werfel pocketed the remote.
"But he would be upset about the delay. He has been waiting long enough for these prisoners to awaken."
Werfel stepped out of the doorway, then Darklighter extended a hand toward Leia. She ignored it and rose on her own, trading a little unsteadiness on her feet for the opportunity to put Darklighter on the defensive. Saba was waiting in the corridor outside, guarded by a squad of detention personnel and also restrained in stun cuffs. The Bothan turned and started toward the front of the detention block. Leia fell in beside Darklighter and quietly asked, "So who is Avkes Azula?"
"Gunnery officer aboard the Avengeance," he whispered.
"Wonderful." Leia grimaced. "A Bothan with a grudge."
"I gave you a chance to turn around," Darklighter whispered. "Don't blame me."